لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. So we discussed yesterday about the questions that Ubaidullah al-Amawi asked Sayyidina Abdul Khalif al-Wujdwani about after he has brought him to first step in his journey of realities and put him in the level that he can be able to be in. No one can be in a level higher than what he can take. So when he put him, he said, Ya Sayyidi, I have some problems that I need answers from you. Do we repeat the questions or we go over? Tahir,
if possible,
repeat the question. We'll summarize it. He said that these are still going through my mind. He said, of course, because you did not yet submit completely. You're still shaking. Even you have reached that level, you are still shaking. Because as you reach level after level, still there are knowledge above that level. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knowledge there is a knowledge, above every knower there is a knower. So when you reach a level A, there is above it, for example, level B or level C or level D. So in every level, a well is still shaking from, he has questions from the level that above, because he is not able to reach that level yet. So questions comes. As much as more knowledge comes to you, as much as more questions comes to you, unless if you submit completely, then there is no questions. As Prophet ﷺ submitted completely to Allah, you don't see in the whole Quran a question that Prophet ﷺ asked. He used to wait until wahi comes, give the answer, go with it. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is the example for us in Holy Quran that wherever he was going from one level to another, he has one question, more questions. This is a teaching Allah through Sayyidina Musa taught Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to show them the difference between Prophet and other awliya and other prophets. The difference between sins of messengers and other prophets. That's why Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, he said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. You cannot
be patient
with me. You cannot continue with me because you have no patience. Because you are going to ask questions. Whatever I'm going to do, you are going to ask questions. So, Ubaidullah al-Amawi, that big scholar, ask these questions. He said, who, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took, offered us our trust, and all our promises and duties, that uhud, yani uhud means everything that we have accepted in the day of promises from duties of worshipness. Then Allah offered us our trust and He offered us our duties. We have accepted these duties. All these duties that you have accepted, all this worshipness, when we said yes, who said yes? Who accepted? Is it the ruh that it is mentioned in the holy verse, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, I blow in him from my ruh? Is it Qudra? Is it the secret of creation, secret of Al-Khaliq? From that ocean of the Creator, that say Al-Khaliq, the one who create, is the ocean from endless oceans. From where is that? Who answered? What was that ruh? This is one of the questions I am asking. Why you want to ask? For what? What is the benefit? What you are going to get? You want to say that you know something? Leave it. When Allah open it. Why you want to have, like, asking, making yourself as if you know something? Or is it the ruh that the two angels blow in the womb of the mother after 4 months of pregnancy? Or is it the ruh? Well, there is difference between وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي, I blow in him from that ruh that Allah has mentioned in Holy Quran, which we cannot be explained. Then he said, all the angels that they carry the ruh of that child in the womb of the mother, they blow in the mother, is different ruh. Or the ruh in these 366 different adu,
joints
or points in human beings, that there are 366 of these points. Is it the ruh that make these points work together in the same time in a systematical way? One point will touch on the other point. When it moves on the other point moves the other point. And that's why how the body works, 366 points are in the same time working together. And in every point there is, from the question he's asking, means every point has a ruh by itself that makes it working. Means what kind of angelic power that makes these points work? What kind of ruh is that? Or is it the ruh that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after, between grave and between dunya and akhirah, between the grave and the akhirah, when person die and the akhirah, the day of judgment, there is alamul barzakh, the world of in between dunya and akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His servant there in the grave. What kind of ruh that is in the grave? after all these different ruh, I am asking, which one in the Day of Promises answered? Is it all of them or one of them? Then if they answered, means they have an existence. What kind of an existence they are existing in? What kind of that existence? Is it a combination between the dunya existence and the heavenly existence? What combined them is what? So all these questions coming into his mind. After they gave the answer, that combination of different ruh that we have mentioned, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amatahum? Did Allah took back that power that He gave to answer, or that ruh to answer, and left them deceased? And if He left them deceased, where they deceased, where they died? Heavens? They are not on earth. They died in heavens, if they died. If they do not exist anymore, where are they? And what is the name of that level that Allah, if Allah put them in a certain level in paradise, what is the name of that level? And waiting their turn to come to dunya. So where they were waiting their turn to come to dunya? These are my questions for that period. He said, oh, you have too many questions. Is there any more question in another period, in another level? He said, yeah, Sayyidi, I don't know. If you take me to other level, might be I have questions. Questions with me never answer, never finish. That's is a teaching that don't ask too much, it becomes too complicated. لَا يَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. No one knows the unseen except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't try to dig like the people of Sayyidina Musa when Allah ordered them أَن تَزْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. They said, where we can find that? Find it outside. Oh, but what color is it? making it difficult now. How many eyes? How many ears? How we can find it? So it became very complicated until they were not able to find it in the whole area except one. And that one, you know how they found it? They were looking and to find that cow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala تَذْبَحُ بَقَرَةً لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. قَالُوا ادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا مَا هِيَ. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها. قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين. قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة شابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون.
One question, look, it gave a whole journal about that cow. A one cow took so much. What you think about these questions of Ayatollah al-Amawi is asking about Uhud, trust and promises, day of promises, and Zarra and Ruh? Why going? Dunya will end and this will never end, these answers. So when they begin to complicate issues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them difficult. Slaughter a cow, slaughter a cow. Any cow, go and slaughter. No. Which kind of cow? Young? Bigger? Is virgin or not virgin? Even to them. Bikr one? Is it a virgin Bakara cow? Or not virgin? Yeah, how they are going to check? They have to ask. Means young one. What is the color? Yellow. From where they find a yellow cow? Can you find yellow cow? You might find yellow cat, but yellow cow? Blonde. Faqi'un launu hatu sirru al-nazari. Faqi'un launu, so bright that people likes to look at it. Give them more difficulty. They were looking, they cannot find. Where's they found? Then they found, they said, one said, when I was taking my goats on the mountain, in this mountain, very high mountain, Ararat Mountain. You know Ararat Mountain? Ask this one. Where is Ararat?
Between Armenia and Turkey.
Allah. Armani. He knows. Ararat Mountain. We saw an old lady. Very old. We don't know how many years, 300, 400, 500 years of age. Sayyidina Nuh lived 1,000 less 50 years. And we saw that she has something like that. Because they look everywhere, they didn't find. Now they have to go all the way, send someone to Ararat from Masjid, from Jerusalem, all the way to there to find that cow. They found the lady. They went, they found the lady. And they looked at her and they said, how old are you? She said, I don't know. But I remember that one day the whole earth, rain coming, water coming, flood coming, I found my cow, its legs full of mud, coming to me back full of mud, and it was raining on that mountain day and night for 7 days, nine stop, until water was coming up to the mountain. Means she was from time of Sayyidina Nuh. And Allah wants to save, Allah will save. Don't say Allah will not save. That's why in time of Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam, before time of Sayyidina al-Mahdi, as Prophet ﷺ indicated in the hadith, that last days will not come until a big war happens. So if Allah wants to save you from the big war, even explosion comes in front of you, you will be saved. They said, can we see that cow? It's for the lady from time of Sayyidina Nuh. That cow is from time of Sayyidina Nuh also. But young, Virgin. They look, it was that cow that. They said, can we get it? She said, no, this is the only cow I have, I cannot kiss you. Can we get it? No way. What you want for it? 1,000 cow. I give you this cow, I take 1,000 cow. What to give 1,000 cow? They were going to refuse the Sayyidina Musa order because they were very liquid from here. They come out. They are so
tight,
stingy. We give you 1,000 cow, we take one cow. Yes, you like, what you want, you don't want, you go. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those patient whom they are patient in their lives, you don't know what Allah reward them at the end. Be patient. People are impatient because they cannot see the future. If they see the future, they surrender. If they don't see, because then they can see what kind of reward they are taking for their patience. They are not patients, they take these bottles and they drink vodka, whiskey, wine, isn't it? They get drunk because they cannot take it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded that lady with that 1,000 cow for one cow. They took it and they slaughtered it. So that one is asking questions and questions and questions over questions. If he knew what's going to change with it, going to change any order of prayers or fasting or zakat or... No. So if Allah open, open. If doesn't open, you keep quiet. One time I... Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life.
Ameen.
He was in our home in Beirut. This was 1967, and he was explaining something, and verse of Holy Quran came, وَلِكُلِّنْ وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَانِ. I asked him, Sayyidi, what you mean by وَلِكُلِّنْ وُجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Means, he didn't answer, but I will explain a little bit with the meaning in Arabic, that everyone has a direction. Allah put him in a different direction. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, compete for good. Don't compete for bad, compete for good. وَلِكُلِّنْ وُجْهَةٌ. Everyone has a way, has a direction to follow in his life. You cannot say, I want this or I want that. What is there in that, in your wujha, in your direction, you are going to see. You can. It's like train on a
track.
On a truck. You are moving from dunya to akhirah. So, you're going to see what is there. You cannot jump and say, I want to see on the other side where there is for someone else. No, it's not. You are not that one. You are yourself. You are the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the promises and day of promises, take from you your promise that you are going to follow that direction. Nothing else. But which one? The ruh? What kind of ruh answer? That's still coming. So we might delay it till tomorrow. or till end of Ramadan. I asked, what is the meaning, like this one, asking the Sheikh. So I asked Maulana Sheikh Nazim. He said, no, I'm not going to be, he was humble. He said, this question has to be asked to Grand Sheikh. Maulana Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faiz Dagestani. So when you go to Sham, because at that time Maulana has some problems in Damascus, he was not going. So he said, when you go tomorrow or after tomorrow, ask him. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ وَلِّيَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَةِ. Ask him, what is the meaning of that? Because I was asking, I was like many others today, all of you, all of us, we ask the same question. Oh, yes, Sayyidi, I want my trust. Oh, yes, Sayyidi, what is my real name? So that's where it came. Oh, what kind of turban I put? And how long the turban? What is my real name? Give me my amana. Give me too many questions. He said, ask Grand Sheikh. In that ayah, there is the secret. وَلِكُلِّ وِجْهَةٌ هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. In that verse, that ayah, the secret is there. He will explain it. I said, okay. Went there, I was very anxious to reach. Went up to Grand Sheikh's room. I was not waiting for anything. I want to ask the question. And I said, Sayyidi, can I ask you a question? He looked at me. He didn't answer. I knew that he's not happy. And I said, Maulana Sheikh Nadav, I have thrown it on Maulana Sheikh Nadav, not on me. So I said, Maulana Sheikh Nadav told me to ask you, what is the meaning for me? He looked at me, he said, oh my son, there is a grand mufti in Damascus. He is responsible for such things. Go and ask him. Don't ask me. Here, no questions. Here, tariqah. Discipline, order. No questions. You sit with adab. I never saw Grand Sheikh, anyone coming to him with all their burdens. We have this problem, we have that problem, we have this problem. Never. People used to come, sit there, take barak and go. Listen to what he says and go. No one says, I have this problem. Now, with Maulana Sheikh Nazim, they are in queue, line. People are asking questions and questions. And go there and say, Sayyidi, pray for me. That's it. He knows. No need to mention. It will be more effective if you ask for a prayer without mentioning your problem. So he said, there is a Grand Mufti. Go there, he will tell you the meaning of the verse. Here, spirituality. So awliyaullah, they don't like their student to ask them questions. Especially in not dunya, sometimes you ask, but in knowledges. Because they open for you what you can take. They don't want to give you more than you take. The mind try always to take more, and there is no capacity for that in your heart. When they give you an answer, like a diamond, you throw it. You don't understand its meaning. Especially those who are not, they don't have a scholarly knowledge of Islam, really when they will be given jewels, they don't understand what it means. But like Abu Ubaidullah al-Amawi with our discussion, he knows. When the answer comes from the Sheikh, he knows. Like what I spoke about my uncle yesterday, he knew when he put in his heart what is Ismullah al-A'zam. And Grand Sheikh brought it in the discussion without him asking questions. He knew that is a miracle. He said to him, "Oh my son, if you have looked at me, لو نظرت إلي بالتسليم الحقيقي.
If you looked at me with full submission, real submission.
If you look at me with full real submission, may Allah give us that taste.
Amen.
You will never need to ask these questions. Because when you look at the reality, you don't need to ask. You will get the answer. Means you did not, you are not able yet, although I put you in that level, you are not able yet to know the reality because you are not yet fully submitting to me. Like Sayyidina Abdul Wahhab al-Sha'rani, when he was asked about ilm al-batin, ilm al-zahir, knowledge of
inner
and outer. He said, we don't have inner and outer. We have all of it. What knowledge is outer knowledge? Because for us, we have already seen those hidden knowledges become to us outer.
Apparent.
So the realities, we know it already. That's why we have only one knowledge, the knowledge of realities. So if you have submitted, then you would have taken that knowledge. Like Ahmad al-Badawi, finally, we told his story many times, finally he submitted to that wali. When he submitted, he took all his scholarly knowledge, throw it, dump it, and left him without knowing anything. Only one thing he was knowing, that he is on the track. And they are testing him. After a period of time, he appeared to him that wali and poured in his heart heavenly knowledge, that he was not in need anymore to ask questions. Before he was asking, open for me your door, Ya Rabbi, open the door, open the door, open the door. Your keys are with this one. Why you didn't take it? Because you did not submit. Then Sayyidina Abdul Khaliq al-Ghujlawani said to him, "Oh my son, listen to me now. Listen with submission. If you are not submitting, I'm not giving." At that moment, Ubaidullah al-Amawi find himself in complete annihilation in the Shaykh. There were full submission. That he was able to receive knowledge without asking anymore. "I will give you answers according to your capacity of understanding. And these answers are coming from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to you directly in order to prevent you to fall into the difficulties that Ahmad al-Badawi fell in it. And don't want you to be in the ta'ab, in hardship. I need your submission completely What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gave the trust and promises, in the day of promises, offered the trust, where heavens, earth, and mountains said, "We cannot, Ya Rabbi." Means heavens, means who is in heavens? Angels. Say, "Ya Rabbi, it's difficult. إِنَّ عَرَضْنَا الْأَمَانَةَ عَلَى السَّمَاوَاتِ." We offered them that trust. They said, "No, we cannot. Worship you, Ya Rabbi, but don't give us a burden of that amana." That is a, when you say, "I gave you amana to keep it for me," you have no right to use it. If your children are dying from hunger, you have no right to use that amana without my permission. If I give you, say to you, "Keep for me this 1,000 pound or dollar or euro or Japanese, Chinese, I will come and take it from you. And 10 years, 15 years I didn't come, 20 years I didn't come, and that amana is still with you. Even your children suffer from hunger, you have no right to use that amana without calling me and getting my permission." See how much a dunya amana, and normal amana. Today what we do, after 2 years he didn't come, that man, oh, he died, yalas. Spend the money. No, you have to keep. So when Allah offered the amana, how they are going to give it back? It's difficult. They said, "Ya Rabbi, we are worshipping, leave us the way we are." Then Allah offered it to earth. Earth said, "Ya Rabbi, how I can take that amana? It's too much heavy on me, I cannot take it." Earth, with all its creatures, that earth is always in praises, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it's turning. So its fuel is glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fuel that making this earth turning. Said no. Then Allah offered it to mountains. Mountains mean awliyaullah, anbiyaullah. They were worried also. But when He offered it to us, we said, "Yes, yes, yes, we are ready, we take it. We take it." Innahu kana zaluman jahula. He's oppressor, he's ignorant. He said, "I will give you." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered that amana, who answered and who took it, accepted it? What was that essence, if we can call it essence, that has accepted to take that trust? If someone knows, means he will combine himself now in dunya with his essence. What kind of essence? Whose answer? What kind of ruh? There are 4 or 5 different kinds in the questions. Which one of them? If you know, you combine yourself with there, you will know what Allah ordered us and you promised to do in dunya. That's what awliyaullah will connect, where they connect every one of their students. I will leave this till tomorrow. Why you are laughing? In order that we'll see who answered, who said, "Ya Rabbi, who said that answered him in the day of promises? And is it still there, waiting for coming to dunya, or they Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amatahum, thumma ahyahum, thumma amatahum, thumma ahyahum. He let them to die.
He caused them to die.
Then he caused them to live. Is they are dead there, or they are still there glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We'll see tomorrow. Amin Allah. Tawfiq wa hurmatul Fatiha. Now some people, they say, why he come directly to the subject and say, who answered? Why you are leaving it like that? And then they will not listen. Next time they want another subject. Keep dragging it. Make them wait more. Then they come. Or else you will not leave.